So this is, we should first cultivate bodhicitta, thinking about why we came to study and practice. It is for ultimately enlightenment, to reach enlightenment. And then in order to help other sentient beings, we should help ourselves first. Otherwise, we will can create more suffering for self and others. So for this, we think about some the altruism for a moment. And it's a 26 verses on the top. So these whole, today's verses, these are about the practice of renunciation and goes to solitude area to practice meditation. And some of our friends already in these places, they're trying to spend a few days or even 1-2 days in quiet place and self-reflection. These are always good, not only in Buddhist tradition, but even one person who have a family problem, sometimes business, or sometimes it's a social kind of society. There is a problem, and many people have a headache, or people being criticized verbally by friends or relatives, or even strangers online. This happens. Some may create big crash to sometimes people want to turn to suicide and cannot sleep or something. Then take a trip. Vacation always good. go somewhere, beach, near beach or sea, and with some friends or family members that who really cares about you, always support you or love you or something you trust. And then if you think about you don't have to be, you don't have to take care of all the heavy burdens with the, on you, but the most important is people who always be with you nearby. And if you can take care of those, your duty is very light, not that difficult. And if you care about all other any opinions, then how does it make yourself very difficult position? It's a renunciation, we can say. Renounce from too much, how does it, care about others' opinion. Of course, we have to sometimes thinking about how become responsible person. But same time, many people, their mouth and the mental driven by negative kind of energy that you cannot control. Even not you, but someone have to be a victim of anger. If someone angry, and then they will try to express that anger towards something. Sometimes they broken down the glass or thrown something to someone. So these are understandable, and also we can avoid how to avoid those trend circles. And then be simple. If you don't take, or you don't want to be criticized, or you don't want to lose something you care, then we become very fragile, and we are very sensitive and many things. But once you open your mind, thinking, oh, I person, somebody criticize, I can accept and also welcome to criticize me. you can handle them. Even you have a compassion towards people who are going to criticize you, then much easier. But our fear, and also, of course, people have a the natural tendencies to try to protect themselves from any threats or dangers. But love itself is best protection. If we too much fear, we surrender to the fear, then create more unstable mind and also unexpected consequences. So we only trust the being wise and compassionate, and then mostly become very simple. You just being simple and don't thinking about self-importance, and also have a more love to others. Once one politician from Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi, she said, when you felt helpless, go help someone, or something, help others. And then these are, I think it's a kind of a shifting the mental position, become altruistic mind, then it's much easier. So here, if you enjoy the solitude area, practice by alone, by yourself, or with some people who have a common understanding, and then much kind of change. People can change by one word or one situation. Especially you need the inspiration, or the mind, capability. You have to be capable to inspire yourself, leading your mind and see reality more clearly. Then big situation become very, very easy to solve. It's because it's all dependent on the mind, actually. No mind, no suffering. It's similarly no kind of that kind of understanding, this kind of understanding. It's dependent on your own habituation. If you see, you can leave the whole kind of a troubled life on the world in the other side, then you can have a very simple and life. When shall I depart to make my home? In cave or empty shrine or under a spreading tree? Within my breast, a free, unfettered heart, which never turns to cast a backward glance. And I think this, you have to create these opportunities to experience some. So for Buddhist practitioners, we are not doing this solitude area much, but I'm mostly also 1 week, maybe 3-4 days alone here. So I'm also practicing some part of the solitude practice. You know, sometimes even 1-2 days, I even not step out of this door. So it's like that. But everyone also having those opportunities, at least 1 day, some few hours at night, you have a sleeping and almost unconscious in level. And in some, these are very true too. Some people felt very bothered by some idea or situation and say, oh, I want to have a good sleep, or if you can take a nap or something. And then after you wake, you have a fresh mind and different thoughts and much easier, kind of mentally much easier. Similarly, if you take trip or to solitude area with the Dharma practice, not only just seeking kind of silent environment, but with the renunciation practice, that much effective towards mind. And you find freedom in mind, not For Theravadan tradition and Mahayana tradition, both very emphasize taking care of the mind and practice with yourself. Renunciation is the step towards more, how do you say, pure mind. And in Mahayana, of course, there are a lot of methods. Doesn't necessarily have to go through this step, but generally safe gradual teaching always emphasizes this renunciation, and then generate bodhicitta much easier. There is a good abandoning this kind of afflicted situation, troubled world, by you live in solitude area, and also in some other cases, it's to say, transform yourself immediately with this troubled and situation. You purify your mind and progress your practice through the situation. If there is no challenge, you don't progress very fast, not much fast. So if you stay in a solitude area for a long time, and after you come back, you have some progress and changes. But if that is not very deep cultivated with the Dharma in solitude area, then sometimes it's also still trouble you, something situation before happened, same thing. So combine these two, practice of renunciation and the practice of bodhicitta in solitude area, then it's good impact for your mind. And once you come back to the society or worldly life, you can handle a situation much better. This is, I think, Mahayana path. So this way of bodhicitta is that kind of a structure. First, you have to practice, you should practice renunciation in solitude area. And after that, you continue to practice bodhicitta. Give you some, we can say imprint or foundation, and then counter-react with the real life and a more chaotic situation, then you can progress based on your knowledge and experience you had in solitude area. Otherwise, it is practice for, I think, if we don't see the worldly life is source of suffering, or we don't see that first truth, vulnerable truth, suffering and cause of suffering and cessation and the path of cessation. If we don't see the suffering itself for the world now we are living, then maybe these practices are not relevant to you. Even for someone not recognize the impact of suffering and necessary of to overcome the suffering, that kind of idea or view is not established, then solitude practice, these are wasting time. And also, people think these are maybe even dumb, how we can bend these pleasures and kind of worldly life, happy kind of stimulate the sensory or the pleasures. And these, for worldly life, this, that's a life. That's all the kind of major pursuit it is. So, renunciation is the path to the liberation. Go beyond this world, go beyond of samsara, the first step. If we then we recognize suffering, it's very, very important, crucial. And of course, you can say renunciation doesn't mean you have to bend every wealth or any kind of pleasures you had. But firstly, you're able to free from that attachment, then create another habituation that is saying any impermanence happens, anytime you have to go beyond even death or something happens, you don't strongly attach to the worldly experience, clinging to that too much. Otherwise, mind can become very strong attached to the worldly experience, and even after death, they don't recognize their death, not accepting their death, and then become again continue on the circle of life and suffering. And here is more is about talking about the pleasure, and if you for for some people maybe is being a self alone is suffering, and loneliness is one of problem even especially in modern days. Loneliness is one of kind of feeling that many people felt difficult to deal. But with the practice, you this one, with the understanding of suffering and all of this, then being alone is precious time you had, and you can really transform yourself. So here, say, you stay under the tree. These, I think, ancient time, more people doing this practice. Modern time, maybe homeless or something to practice on the tree, and not many people, but some are still doing it in the cave, and abandoned shrine, this, and with the cultivation, of course, we said poverty is not the path to liberation. But with the practice, then it's very different. It's a test. You go to solitude area, and then without anything, then test what kind of ego and what kind of grasping you have. What is you cannot letting go, and see yourself more clearly in those environment. Yes, please, you can read next verses 27.
When might I abide in such a place? A place unclaimed and numberless, it's wide and unconfined. A place where I might stay at liberty without attachment.
Mm-hmm. So it's one is the uncertain of location. You can move one place to another place. In a monk, Buddhist monk, used to with the Buddha also moving around towards different country. There's also people providing them stay in sometimes winter, I think it's in the house, summertime in the open land or a cave or other places. These practice moving, and also in some of monk Shila. Yes, Shila is the precepts, some kind of minor precepts. they're also talking about you shouldn't stay one place for long. If you stay in other family house or something, you shouldn't stay too long and move in. Even they are very, very kind and they want to you stay for a long time, something. But if you have to stay, you should create kind of a small place, a simple place for meditation, and you can receive meal, providing food from the people can reach you, that kind of situation for monk. And this Theravadan tradition practice this, and always bring their own chukku. It's a kind of one piece of clothing, part of the Dharma ritual, and that is a represent of your own precepts. Then you cannot leave those in some other places, or spend it overnight in different places, something like that. Or you can carry on your own there's a walking stick, kind of things that also represent the different kind of precepts. So for those people, may some people thinking, oh, it's so difficult, and then you don't have anything, or you wandering everywhere. It's like beggar or like that. But for practitioners, there are many books written by those practitioners. They felt most pleasure and happy. Therefore, felt lay people, household kind of life is kind of how poor they are, have this kind of a misery of a life. So, but we cannot do much for ourselves, but we study these for, at least you can take sometimes at a year, 1 year, in 1 year, if best, maybe a few months, 3 months or something. If less, 1 month or less, you can do 1 or 2 weeks, or you can in 1 day or 2 days in solitude area to do some meditation. That is especially, there's a 8 precepts, kind of a way of make your life very simple. And then just don't engage with kind of dancing and singing song or making cosmetic kind of wear. 化妆怎么说? Yes, and also 1 meal at noon time, no after noon kind of food, dinner. No silence all day long. Don't speak. And these plus the 5 individual liberation precepts. And that creates very silence, and you have a long, many time to thinking about your mind, reflect your mind. It's a good way, even one from morning before sunrise, and there's a ritual or small sadhana you can follow, and you can take a precept by yourself, no need help. First time you have to be, have someone to give you this precepts, but after that you can practice by yourself. Even you can imagine the 3 jewels and then receive from them, or you can stay in real kind of there's a Buddha statue and a book represent his speech, and the pagoda or stupa that represents his enlightened mind. So body, speech, and mind, in front of that, you can take that precept. And then all day long, I also, at night you sleep, you don't can take high throne to stay, sit or sleep. You put something rug or something on ground, and if you need a soft kind of something put under your body, then it's okay, but not too high. It's said, sometimes it's said not higher than one the length of this high. But that means why you cannot stay high, it's to practice of self humble yourself, including like prostration. These are, of course, there is a practice of abandoning bad things, receiving good things, but one day or 2 days in those silence is make sometimes big progress and inspiration, because you have having similar day and night almost one year most of day. So we counter react with a different situation, but generally it's a similar kind of life. 轨迹怎么说？生活轨迹。Yeah, 对 daily track or something. But now you with these 8 precepts, you have a little bit shift in your mind, and there is a mostly we daytime we thinking about something and using our eyes and ears more frequently. And in those time, of course, this function automatically, you don't. But because of less activity, not like putting any shows or music in front of yourself, you can avoid speech. And then you have a more time, reflect, just mind. And then you felt that day is very long, because you don't have to prepare dinner or seeing things like that. And then next morning, when sun rises, then the precepts automatically cease, because it's 24-hour kind of practice. And the lunch must take before 12 noon. So 11 you take lunch, and 11:45 something you wash your mouth and then stop eating all day. But you can drink water. Sometimes some people don't drink, but it's okay to drink water. I think this combination, these are practical, and we can do at home. in that day, if possible, you can read the sutra or some sadhana, but not normal books, or even Dharma books or anything, then you don't read that much. You just have a simple and a short readings in the morning and the evening. You can sleep at night very early. And then between those are more watch your own mind, how it's kind of a habituation occurs. And then recall the way of some practice, and do some shamatha and vipassana meditation. These are with this renunciation practice very effective become. And also one king of Samadhi Sutra said, if we not engaging with this joy kind of pleasure, and also we are not engaging or thinking about something if you don't engage with some joyful kind of recall, those joyful feeling and memories, and also you don't kind of don't recall those difficult or suffering those, but just being simple, simplicity, and being present moment. Just this is a fresh forever, kind of fresh in present moment is fresh forever, you can say. So then mind become ease and comfort, kind of peaceful. That's why many bhikkhus or monks really enjoy it, become solitude in the mountains, forest, and they're having meeting with those kind of special mental state. they're having those pleasure, or the pleasure, having those fortune to have experiencing that simplicity and resting kind of in the peace. Yes, please.
When might I be free of fear, without the need to hide from anyone? With just a begging bowl and a few belongings, dressed in garments coveted by none.
I think these are some Indian kind of climate. You can tell some practitioners not covering because they live in this village, forest or something. Also one renunciation is not to engaging with too complicated rituals and also celebration costumes. Become a simple, just begging bowl, and if even clothing is required, but for monks, but yogi or something, these are something different. But most people, of course, they are, have to cover themselves because don't disturb others' mind is the practice, and also. Keep your own view and practice these. So also monk required shaving their head, hair and also mustache of these monks. And even the walking and sleeping, sitting, these also have a required not too speedy, walking too fast, but slow. It's like swine. Swine moving in the ocean or the lake. That means very slow and the same pace and not can move in too much by walking. And then the eyes on the, in mind, you walking in, said, maybe not too far. This is a kind of suggestion. Of course, if there is a dangerous situation or a dog or wild animal, that's something you have to be aware. But if it is a very peaceful environment, then your eyes watching certain distance. Mm-hmm. And these are, I think, only for the solitude practice. For normal people that is in the society, the city, it's not like that, I think. And eating mostly, of course, in a mountain or something. You eat something green and not meat or strong kind of substance, including onion or other things. And then sleep with the grass made kind of not rock, 草席, 席子, 怎么说, 垫子. It's when you sleep, you use what is it called? 席子, Straw mat. So make your energy peaceful, and what you do is all peaceful. It's like that. I think most important, of course, any situation, most important is mind, right? Mind itself. And then if many emotions, but the compassion, practice of compassion make one's mind very peaceful immediately. This we can all experience. If something difficult or is mad or worry too much, then think about at least what will happen or what is, can we react with that. If you angry towards situation or people, then you have lost immediately peace of mind. But if you think, although they are not doing the right thing, but there's so many karmic consequences and the cause and the condition there, so you cannot change all that. As long as we can say sentient beings, their problem always there. So worry too much, no use. So if you can do something, help, then do it. You can, just beyond your reach or beyond your help, then just having pure kind of wish and pray. What else you can do? If you worry and burn yourself, nothing help. So calm your mind and being compassionate, peaceful with yourself. That is all you can do. Sometimes, not need to hold this. So, and then here, practicing the goes to channel ground, and you can see tomb or many people's past. Many people death was born and also was already passed dead, and then in seeing this situation, then others' body, others born, and myself, no different, the same kind of a condition when they will perish and they will die. And this we can practice by in meditation. I think we can do, if we say these just mentally, immediately under our mind, and then it goes away. But we practice, then it's very different. We can practice like this, meditative position, and then you can think of this life. Definitely there is an end. You're everybody, but now you think about yourself. It's like one day from morning to born, and in the early morning and your childhood, and before noon you become a teenager and a young adult. And then morning time is kind of a golden time of people. You can do many things. And then you have a family and a child and any business or working career, saving something or buying something. And then afternoon is can gradually come, and then, of course, this doesn't mean one life is day all, but one circle. It's like day and night, and then day again, one day. But for this life, there is a we all, I think, in the middle or afternoon, some between dawn. And then there's a, afterwards, the night must necessarily be that long, but if we have accumulated enough positive karma, then I think we don't have to worry too much. It's like just changing something. And some practitioners said it's like you're changing your clothing. All the clothing you throw away and you just take new one. Similarly, that for accumulated negative, then we have to hurry to purify our mind and the karma. These are necessary, like preparing food for all day long. One day you have to, from morning, to buy vegetables and food, meat or something. You can prepare for one day or one trip, kind of spending your money and these. Similarly, life after life, you have to prepare for the journey, and what you can possess, it's only your mind. So working with mind is the most important thing. But when you are in the channel ground with these kind of bones or these, now it's thinking about someone will remember you, someone will cry with your kind of body passed away, life passed away, body lay on down somewhere. In different tradition, have a different rituals and doing something. We can kind of create that kind of image before our real that happens. It's almost, we can see other people happen in similar situation. So instead we think that is kind of imagine when the, our kind of situation come first. And then how much, well, how much we can say we have a strong kind of a devotion or a strong kind of method or way you can rely on. If you have a compassion, doesn't matter any illusion occurs during those passing or after passing, I will always keep the bodhicitta in my mind. In any situation, any image, any sound occurs, even people dying, people crying or calling your name, something. But that is not the people will do that. But your mind is still should practice of the maintain peace. And if you have a practice in Pure Land, Amida kind of a Pure Land practice, then you might assist to stick on the Pure Land practice, visualization and praying. At least you can pay attention towards your head in the top. It's very important from many studies and chakras and this. If you can, of course, mind sometimes it's too much worry or too kind of scared, something happens. But if you remember, oh, that time this person told me you should keep your mind in the, concentrate on the top of channel, this on top of head. Then I will open your mind and at last and alert, clear kind of a mental state and concentrate on the top. It's the very important impact, good impact for that. And then the sense of belonging, this is my money in my bank account, or this is my place to stay, this is my clothing, or these are just not important. But we have to practice before these. Otherwise, we, oh, this is mine, this is, oh, you shouldn't sell that, or something. in during the Bible or between the next birth or between enlightenment to this life, we will shatter our mind and scattering around thinking about too much creates kind of a comeback in different form of life again. So it is important if you know how to practice Poa, the trans consciousness transition. The trans transcendent it's a practice based on the transcendental perfection kind of wisdom, and transform your consciousness from this and into the pure land kind of practice. Or you already know more about six kind of state of different state of mind, three in this life. It's dreaming state, natural living state, and dying state, dying process, and also three other meditative kind of state, and then dying process, and dharmakaya kind of state, and a reborn state. The three, you have a more complex kind of study, which we can, after maybe way of bodhicitta, with bodhisattva, we can practice or share some these practice, very important. we will take 5 minutes, you think about that process with the inner, you think we are not in this place, but in channel ground, in wild place, you can see some bone or skull or something. And then you think, I will one day also become that skull and skeleton or something. And then this is impermanence. Doesn't necessarily old age or young age. Who goes first? Who knows? Sometimes in Tibetan say, tomorrow come first or death come first. We don't know. Then we are very much attached to our body, but the body will be decay. So don't think that is unacceptable. It's a kind of a body, it's not you. Just temporarily kind of hosting this mind, consciousness. And then you have to be, go beyond. Even just imagining or visualizing that it's one dead body, it's yourself, and then you can emotionally accept that it's big progress. And plus, not only you think this body is my me, but once you kind of processing the death, you clearly see that it's not all you, but it's kind of a temporary place. And but all relatives or many people maybe use that body as a the very important mark or important represent all of you, and to make very different rituals or the binding things, even making it beautiful or something, memory, crying, these. And we have to kind of letting them do this same time, not affect by that. And also used to you use your own belongings, even including your clothing. These people may also use that as a remember you with photo or something. You also have to accept letting them do this, but that's not you. Including like our mother, father, or grandfather, mother pass away, we doing really in the society some have a similar kind of a way of doing things. But ultimately, my consciousness or free from my body after death is in certain time. And this we can study. Ananda, Buddha told Ananda how life forms and how life kind of making circles. That sutra, I think we have a book here if you want to study more. Anarutaijin, it's Ananda taking form of life sutra. I don't know the exactly name in Indian, but it's like that very detailed from the beginning how form and the consciousness come together, way of coming together, and how its form progresses. It's very, very scientific. I think you can compare it to nowadays kind of a understanding about the this development of a child, these. Embryo. 是吧? 胚胎, 是吧? 胚胎的发展, 发育, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. So we continue, stay a little bit on this. There is a good practice, Kusali practice. It's detach yourself, but temporarily we follow this teaching and we can use this as a practice. So when we pass away, our family members maybe also throw away or your belonging or selling those things or giving to somebody or these, you also should accept. And this is also, I want to give in those things and the way of, they are helping me to kind of doing that. You have to have this kind of mind. It doesn't matter. If you, during that time, you still have the consciousness that like dream, like consciousness, it's called mental body, mind body, mental created kind of body, dream created body. It's not a real body, but you still can see, can hear. It's normal as a normal. Even you can increase your ability to see more. And during that time, you don't have, you make sure not kind of clinging for those things and then become very emotional and angry, something like that. Elisa, Nituba. For sake of time, you can do this by yourself, and in one day, or you spend one day slowly, you can practice this because we can save some time. We can read through verses. We are not spending too much time here. So. We accept the body, as we said, this flesh, very flesh, soon given out of a stench. I think there's also that in here, not eating by wolf or fox or something, but we can say also will be kind of changing day by day soon, so those change if you can see by mental manifested body. There's no real body, but it's like we are using our body, similar kind of experience by the afflictions and or habituation. Yeah, at the dream, we say, some people have a death, near-death experience, have this saying, oh, they saw everything, they can see different position, and very clearly seeing the everybody crying. It's kind of a saying in teaching said that it's will happen. And then if you don't grasp, you have a sense of practice renunciation, then your mind will be peace and naturally kind of do some more important kind of a view practice. You're going to have a good result, fruition. This is also said in commentary on the great professional wisdom. If you practice renunciation, then when you pass near, passing through the death, you're going to naturally peaceful and accept those situation. This body now so whole and integral. This fresh and born that life has knot together, knit together, will drift apart, disintegrate, and how much more will friends depart from friends? So, of course, this body will be disintegrate, then relationship, it doesn't matter, it's kind of a sign by law or how much kind of bound by the emotion. It's some kind of a changing always happens. So sometimes it's mind will consider about you, but the body is not there. They'll have to work and travel to a different place, or people will die. And then it is saying also kind of letting go of the friendship and these. Not saying you don't have to be, how to say, have an altruistic mind. It's but not too much emotions. In Buddhist practice, emotion can be used for good purpose and can increase your practice, but for general kind of in first ground step beginning practice, we have to be cautious about emotion. Emotion will make something illegible, something more source of a problem the more than the help emotions. So we have to rely on the reason, not emotion. Emotion can turn good immediately to bad due to the kind of a clinging and misunderstanding this situation. Yes, please, you can read the next.
时间是不是差不多了，是不是? 还有三点，四点半，差不多。
Yes, yes, please have read this.
Alone we're born. Alone we come into the world. And when we die, alone we pass away. No one shares our fate, and none are suffering. What need have I of friends who hinder me?
These are the practice. Of course, we use many reasons, saying cherish friends and relatives, these. Importance of this, no need to tell, but our reality is like that. We are bound, or very deeply bound with the family relationship. But once we also think this is for living, but for the death, people facing death, that's not important. Relative, it's not anymore help each other anymore. Sometimes people in ancient time, you produce kids or something, it's for your own family lane, kind of a survival, and rely on them in retirement or something. But these are totally different facing reality in death. So that time, it's we better not to claim or create more struggle to grasping. It's already not able to grasp it anymore. something you're going to have a very different kind of situation, facing different situation than you living by your living. So then we have to practice this. Say, oh, I was born by long, and the world also passed away facing by each of us. Doesn't matter how dear to you someone, but we say the life, you have to go individual, kind of their own way, eventually. And that doesn't mean they have no help or something. There is an impact, but we should take a good impact, means see if you deal sentient beings, you can deal all sentient beings, not a particular one. Then you are not alone. Any sentient beings is your family member or something you consider they are another you. So you can understand each other. All living beings are kind of pursuing happiness and to try to avoid suffering. That is our common condition. So you don't kind of grasp in too much in particular person, very important. So I said, once many mental and physical pains cannot take away by even doctor or other friends who care you, some they're able to do it, but for some, even avoiding death, it's impossible. Any medical improvement is not reaching there. But beyond death, or these are the spiritual Medicare or spiritual practice is important for that. Then they said, what is useful for people who are facing death, it's they're already, the help is already in that level. It's in living kind of time. I think we will stop here and then during that time, I will travel to France for 1 month. Yes, Wednesday, and for some dharma activities. Wednesday. Yes,
France.
Yes, France. I've been there one time, but not too a few days. This time in southern France, in one dharma center, they created very early in 1976 or something like that. It's the same time I was born. Yeah. So goes there. This is a very great master called Dengun Kyentse Rinpoche. I think maybe you have his, I think 1 month.
1 month?
Yes, 1 month. And then you guys continue to practice this way of Bodhisattvas. And there's a the Nagarjuna's book, one called The Ornament of Middle Way of Ornament, or Ornament of Middle Way, something the practice. If you can buy that book, also very important.
Which book?
I was sent maybe, I think it's Nagarjuna's book, Oma Rinchen Chong. It's The Ornament of Middle Way. I think it's that commentary. It's kind of an ornament of Middle Way. I think these two books are the classical kind of Buddhist teaching, really can say represent all Buddha's kind of main teachings in Sutrayana kind of level.
Another book, the one about the nine?
This is one.
This one.
Yeah, and then the commentary on the ornament of wisdom, Middle Way. Yes, Middle Way. But it's okay, we can, I think after this, in this year, we can focus on this book. I think it's much better.
Where in France?
In Dordogne. Dordogne, D-O-R, I think Dordogne or something like that. Dordogne or something.
Many.
Yes.
In our family.
Yes. Oh.
My son is married to one.
Oh.
So my grandson is French.
Oh.
As well.
Yes, yes. It's interesting. Oh, yes. Yes, I do not speak any French, but it sounds very interesting. Yes. I heard in Tibetan Buddhism developed in France is most kind of popular way. And kind of most growing faster, most fast place is France. And because I think Dingun Kinsa Rinpoche's master went very early, and their books become very popular, including, of course, the Dalai Lama. And he has a few friends, books in French, the Xinhua version of French, become some popular. And there is a channel, 24th, I think there is a, each week one, maybe 30 minutes or something, it's a subject on a Buddhist subject. Archaeology and the practice interview those. But we don't have in America, say the CNN or somewhere, each week have a 1 hour or half hour is Buddhist chit kind of a, that I hope they can be future. Yeah. Dedication prayers. You sure you know the Benzema? You are. 30 page. Page 30. Dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shamatha Bhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious ones throughout three times, all the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicate practicing this sublime. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death, from the ocean of existence. May all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete this collection of merit and wisdom attained through sacred kayas that rises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby any mental defilement be overcome. May beings be liberated from the ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. Thank you.